Help us to think a little bit more about Mary this morning. Mary had a very important job, didn't she? Very special job. One of the children maybe want to tell us what they think that was. What did the angel say? What was she going to do? A special job that God had given her. Yep.
Baby.
All right. To be the mother of the baby Jesus. To bring baby Jesus into the world. What did she have to do for that? Did she have to study, do you think? Did she have to undergo 3 years of training? What did she have to do? Anything? Nothing really. Nothing really she had to do, except one important thing, and that was to allow herself to be available, to open up her life in order for God to do that miracle in her. Because God never forces his wishes on us. We can choose to do those things or we can refuse. And Mary could have refused, but she didn't. And even though it was such an amazing message that she had received, a wonderful message, but also a disturbing message. This was something that was so out of the ordinary. But she still allowed herself to be open, to be available. And when she does that, God does something wonderful through her. God brings Jesus into the world. If Mary hadn't done that, we would never have known about her, would we? But because she did, she became someone very special, whom we still remember today. Now, I've got here, what have I got here? Anybody? Children? Yeah. Cockatoo. Right. This is a cockatoo. All the way from Australia. Is that where they come from? Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Now, very noisy cockatoo. It doesn't look like much of a cockatoo, does it? Just lying there. But if it lets me get inside here and put my hand in, then it can suddenly start doing things. God, it start moving around and flying and talking and nodding its head, because it let me give it life, didn't it? It allowed me to put my energy and my life into the cockatoo so that the cockatoo can come to life. Now, I don't think this cockatoo is very well known before today, except in the Smith household. Well known there, particularly to Laura, I think. But I think this cockatoo is suddenly going to become a lot more famous. I think people in Leatherhead are going to be talking about this cockatoo that appeared in church at LMC on Sunday. And he was able to squawk and to fly, maybe even preach a sermon. That would have to be parrot fashion, though. In fact, he's so well known now, maybe he won't be a cockatoo anymore. Maybe he'll be a cockatree or a cockafour. Okay, you're distracting me from the sermon. Now, do you just take a bit of a rest there? Let's go back to Mary for a while. When the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, the angel brings wonderful good news, doesn't he? What does the angel say to Mary, more or less? Or rather, what does Mary say to the angel once she has received that good news? She says, I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said. I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said. Let's say that together, the words of Mary. I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said. Again, I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said. A servant. A servant is someone who is there to do exactly what his or her master wants. Not so. The servant doesn't think to himself or herself, well, my master said that today I should polish all the floors, but it's such a nice day. I think I'd rather go outside and just take it easy and maybe pull out one or two weeds in the garden here or there. I don't think that servant's going to last in their job very long, are they? A good servant will do exactly what their master tells them to do. And that's what Mary does. She says, Master, if this is what you want me to do, even though it's going to be quite scary, that's what I will do. I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said. And because of Mary's obedience, because of Mary's availability to God, God is able to bring Jesus into the world through her. God is able to bring Jesus into the world. And I believe that what Mary did, God wants us to do. God wants us to bring Jesus into the world. Not the physical baby Jesus, of course, but the presence of Jesus, the reality of Jesus, the love, the light, the life of Jesus. And God can do that when we allow God to take charge of our lives like Mary did. We can be the channels of God to the world, like Mary was a channel, a vessel through whom God could work. In our gift service, many of you have brought lovely gifts which are going to bring joy to some children. They are a way of showing God's love and God's care. That's one way of bringing Jesus to the world, bringing the love and the care of Jesus. And so too, we can bring peace. We can bring forgiveness, the forgiveness of Jesus. We can bring the joy of Jesus into the world. We can bring the message of Jesus like the angels did, a message of good news of a Savior who has been born to all people. And so the very best gift that Mary could give was herself, her life, her body, in which that life of Jesus could grow and from which Jesus could be born. And in many ways, that's the best gift that we can give also. Paul, writing to the Romans in the New Testament in chapter 12, puts it like this. He says, remembering all God's mercy and kindness to you, I want you to give your bodies, your lives as an offering to God. To present your bodies as a living sacrifice. To present your bodies as an offering to God. And so each day we can offer our bodies, we can offer ourselves anew to God, to allow God to work through us, to bring Jesus into the world, through our mouths to speak for Jesus, through our thoughts, through our hands and our feet to share the love of Jesus, and through the love of our hearts. And what do we have to do to make that happen? We don't have to study for a lot of years. We don't have to do a lot of training. We just need to allow God to come and to work in us and through us. And to say like Mary, I'm your servant. I'm here to do whatever you want me to do. And so we must also say like Cockatoo over here, I offer myself. I open myself for the minister to come inside me and to bring life so that I can fly and I can move and I can speak. Thank you, cockatoo, cockatree, sorry.